What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. And it is Thursday, April 20th, 2017. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The world is just going crazy. Maybe Earth is actually an insane asylum for the United Federation of Planets or something. Did it just drop all the really crazy human beings onto this rock and say, that's all we got to deal with these people? Because you have to wonder with all the stuff that's going on around here. You probably heard the breaking news. There's been a shooting incident in Paris. At least two attackers. Some police have been killed, or at least one police officer in the Champs-Élysées. One suspect has been shot and killed. One other is still being searched for. Central Paris in a lockdown. It's becoming a lifestyle over there. State of emergency. And what's really interesting, this is only happening just 3 days before the start of the elections. And so this is going to have a tremendous impact in terms of the question of the open borders issue. Because all of this craziness has happened ever since France's government got on board the New World Order agenda and said, we're going to go ahead and open the borders and anybody can come on here. We're not going to check if you're criminals. We're not going to check if you're carrying contagious diseases. I mean, we got a really good healthcare system in France. If you make people sick, well, we can handle that. So we're going to see what's going on with that. Trump and the Italian Prime Minister are having a press conference. Still don't know exactly what they're saying yet. We're going to have to catch up on that one as well. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone. Getting on back to the war zones, more and more people are speaking out against this story about Assad gassed his own people. And they're trying to up the ante, saying that UN chemical weapons inspectors have found traces of sarin gas in the area. But we've been down that road before, when they were trying to claim that Iraq had chemical weapons. And the question was raised if the U.S. representative on the team had actually used one of the reference samples to contaminate the environment. And they asked the U.S. for the reference sample, and the U.S. just burned the sample. So no comparison could be made on that. So, again, it doesn't matter what chemical tests you do. The story was absurd on the face of it, and everybody is saying, yeah, that's basically what it was. And we're seeing articles in places like Raw Story, where Trump's missile attack on Syria was justified with fake intelligence. This is coming from various experts, intelligence experts, and basically saying it's fabricated intelligence, just like Saddam's nuclear weapons. How many more times do you have to be lied to before you're ready to stand up and shout at the government and the corporate media, you guys are full of it, and I am not listening to you anymore? Now, as you know, that MIT professor is out there, and he's come out with more observations, basically saying that the videos by the white helmets don't seem to actually match Idlib itself in terms of the geology, the visible weather, and so forth. And we put up another video on whatreallyhappened.com where the white helmet shows how they fake videos. They're actually saying, yes, we're manufacturing the propaganda here. Now, the Russian Defense Ministry is questioning the videos. It's coming from the White Helmets, which we know have a bias. They're being promoted as the good guys. They've got a documentary and an Academy Award, and they're wonderful. You should believe them because they've got an Oscar. Again, it's just more fakery here. Now, another analysis that is contradicting the OPCW. The OPCW is saying their first tests are showing there might be traces of sarin gas in the area. But other observers are looking at what happened, and in particular, the lack of protective clothing for the rescuers. If sarin had been used, touching the victims with ungloved hands would contaminate the rescuers. They'd get sick, or they would die. And basically, the visible evidence is consistent with the use of chlorine gas, which we know the U.S.-backed rebels have been using. In any event, remember, Mike Pence actually admitted the cruise missile attack into Syria, and the Moab bomb into Afghanistan were done to bluff Kim Jong-un down in this confrontation. And that's as much as admitting that the cruise missile attack was based on a false flag, justified with a false flag. They were saying, we need to show our muscle in Syria. We need to show that we mean business. We just need an excuse. Well, we'll say that Assad gassed his people again, and those Americans, they're too stupid to remember how we were caught lying about Assad gassing his own people in 2013 and 2014. So the story, once again, is mutating. They're pulling off the chemical weapons attack because nobody's buying it. And Nikki Haley is now going back to the need for a humanitarian intervention in Syria. The justifications keep changing. Assad is a tyrant. No, Assad wins his elections. Well, Assad is using chemical weapons on his own people. No, that's not him. Well, we need a humanitarian war. Any excuse that will work to keep the war going. And the bombs keep on dropping, and innocent people keep on being killed. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And, again, they're just looking for something the American people will buy into to continue this militarist intervention in Syria. Now, close on to 6 years, they've been trying to get rid of Assad. And, again, it reminds me of that old TV series, Get Smart. There was a running gag with Maxwell Smart, who was a secret agent. Would you believe there's an entire battalion of troops surrounding this hideout at this very moment? No, I wouldn't believe that. Would you believe there's a squadron of police outside ready to bust down the door? No, I wouldn't believe that. Would you believe there's two Boy Scouts and a toothless Doberman, and it would just deteriorate? And that's what our government is sound like. Would you believe Assad is a tyrant? No, we don't believe that. Would you believe Assad is gassing his own people? No. Would you believe there's a humanitarian need? No, we don't believe that either. We don't believe anything this government says anymore. Fool me once, and so forth and so on. Needless to say, following the call for a new humanitarian war, foreign powers are increasing their support to the militants in Syria. So they're sending in all kinds of humanitarian white phosphorus and all kinds of humanitarian bombs and all kinds of humanitarian guns and all kinds of humanitarian bullets. Because if you're killed with a humanitarian bullet, it's much, much better than being killed with, well, anything else. The logic goes, as long as we can say it's humanitarian, that makes it okay. No, it's a big, fat lie. There's no such thing as a humanitarian war, because war is inhumane by definition. Now, moving right along here. Yesterday, we were reporting on a rumor, and we did stress it was a rumor, that ISIS leader Baghdadi had been captured in northern Syria. President Assad's office has refuted that, saying it was just a rumor. Baghdadi is not known to be captured by anybody. Now, once again, over at the United Nations, Russia has blocked a U.S.-drafted United Nations statement condemning North Korea tests. And basically, they were responding to the fail test over the weekend. How dare you test? How dare you test? Do you realize how ridiculous that is? To sanction a nation for merely testing defensive weapons. That's how absurd this has gone on. Russia vetoed the Security Council resolution because they wanted language included stressing the need to achieve a solution through negotiation and dialogue, and the current resolution was basically, no, we're going to go on in and whoop North Korea because they're doing things that we don't like. And I guess because that UN Security Council resolution failed, more sanctions are being piled on North Korea by the United Nations to stop World War III. And I have a question for anybody who's connected with the United Nations. The United States is the only nation in history that has actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction on the civilians of another country. Why isn't the United Nations worried about those nukes? They're always going after nuclear weapons held by nations who have never actually used them. And they never talk about the nuclear weapons possessed by the one nation that has proven it is psychotic enough to actually do so. Seems to be a little bit of blindness over there at the UN. Now, over at the Express, they're saying, well, there's another way. Donald Trump could relist North Korea as a terrorist sponsor. to increase pressure on Kim Jong-un. Now, you need to take a good look at that list of nations that sponsor terror, because no proof has ever been offered for any of the nations that are actually on there. And nobody's offering any proof that North Korea is a state sponsor of terror. Meanwhile, nations that are known to be sponsoring terror in other countries like the United States, Great Britain, and Israel somehow fail to make that list. It's just another piece of propaganda. They're on the state sponsor of terror list. Ooh, they must be bad. I will believe that they're bad. No, they're just targets. And being a target doesn't automatically make you bad. It just makes you a target. Remember what we were saying yesterday about the North Korea opium link? Kim Jong-un originally banned opium, but now because of all the economic sanctions and pressure, he's yielding to the inevitable, and the poppies are blooming, and they're not under the control of the CIA. So the North Korean opium is cutting into the CIA's action, and worse, the competition is starting to drive the price down. So just like the mafia, they're going to go on over, and they're going to do a hit on the competition. We don't want the competition over here. We're going to do a hit. We're going to send the button man. Take care of you. That's exactly how the U.S. government is working in this. Now, Donald Trump is already saying that he's going to extend his armada for an extra month off the coast of North Korea. Now, a lot of people are still going on back to how we were hearing all last week about the Vinson was off the coast of North Korea, was going to be joined by the Ronald Reagan, which is still hopelessly radioactive from Fukushima, and the USS Nimitz. And it turned out to be completely fake. And experts are saying that this idea of saying that Carl Vinson was off the coast of North Korea when it was actually down in Indonesia, it's hurting America's credibility. This comes as a tremendous shock to me because I didn't think the U.S. government had any credibility left. But apparently there is some out there to be found, and the continued lies are wearing it away. Now, to try and cover up the fact that they were bluffing North Korea, the latest excuse from the White House is, well, the Carl Vinson went off to Indonesia instead of North Korea because there was a miscommunication between the White House and the Pentagon, where the White House called up the Pentagon and said, send the Carl Vinson to North Korea, and the Pentagon said, right you are, Indonesia it will be. That's what they're claiming. And it's one of those excuses that isn't thought all the way through, because if they weren't trying to bluff Kim Jong-un and there really was an order to send the Carl Vinson off the coast of North Korea and it wound up being sent to Indonesia, it has revealed to the entire world that the U.S. military chain of command are a bunch of goof-offs. They're incompetents. Which side of the planet was I supposed to have that ship on? I forget. I got it on a post-it note around here someplace. I don't see it right now, but I'm pretty sure I have it on a post-it note. Military always talk about C-cubed. Command, control, communication. That it is essential to proper battle management. And this cover story for the attempt to bluff down Kim Jong-un is basically saying that battle management is as deeply flawed in the U.S. as the F-22, the Gerald R. Ford, so forth and so on. Now, George H. Whitman, founder of the National Institute for Public Policy, is saying war with North Korea is inevitable and that the U.S. should launch a full-scale attack right now. Okay, George, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, here's your Dayglow orange jumpsuit. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we're going to call Kim Jong-un and tell him that you are personally on your way there to kick his butt. And the rest of us are going to sit this one out. Because we, the people of the United States of America, are sick and tired of being lied into war after war after war after war. Every intervention since the end of World War II, we're told we're bringing democracy to those people, and they never get it. They get a tyrant and fake elections to make it look like a democracy, like they did in Ukraine. Now, there are some other issues out there that need to give us all pause. We mentioned this before. The Union of Concerned Scientists has issued a statement warning that the Pentagon is dangerously overconfident in the U.S. ballistic missile defense system. Because every time it's been tested, the people running the missiles, they know where the threat's coming from, what course it'll be on, what speed it's on, what altitudes it's on, and there is a homing beacon in there. A courtesy that an enemy is not likely to provide if we are really to be attacked. And again, go on back to that movie, The Pentagon Wars. It's available on the net. You can watch it there. It is very funny. But it's based on a true story of what military procurement is like, in particular in the case of this film, the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. And it's all about making money. It's all about getting promotions. It's all about getting post-retirement jobs with the defense contractors. And what is being produced is junk on the theory that it will never actually have to be used, so it's okay for us to cheat the tests, which has happened a lot, and not just with the Bradley. So, now, we found this story from a couple of years ago where experts are saying aircraft carriers, which form the mainstay of our naval forces, hold over thinking from World War II and championed by Donald Trump, are actually quite vulnerable to attack. This is coming from Roger Thompson. He's a defense analyst and a professor at Kyungyi University in South Korea. And he says, you need to pay attention to the powerful anti-ship weapons developed in recent years by potential enemies, including China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. And he's saying these carriers are more targets than weapons. And the new weapons include land-based ballistic missiles that are designed to hunt down and kill large ships. China's Dongfeng 21 is an anti-ship missile which has a range of 1,100 miles and moves at Mach 10, far too rapidly for the close-in weapon system, the Phalanx, to engage. And if they put a nuclear weapon on there anyway, even if they engage the Phalanx a mile out, the Dongfeng a mile out, and it still goes off, you're going to lose the fleet. Some of the Russian and Chinese submarines can fire precision-guided cruise missiles, again, specific anti-ship, and they have so many they can overwhelm carrier fleet anti-missile defenses. Russia, China, and Iran have also developed what is called the super-cavitating torpedo. These form an air bubble in front of them, which basically gets rid of the boundary layer of water and allows them almost frictionless travel through the water, and they can travel at hundreds of miles per hour. And they're difficult to avoid at that speed, difficult to intercept at that speed. Now, this article is saying the supercavitating torpedoes cannot be guided. I would not want to bet a carrier on that. Because just off the top of my head, I can think of a couple of different ways you could actually get an active guidance system in there, even with that insonified layer around it. Now, I want to do a flashback here because a lot of people are concerned about a new false flag. The American people don't believe in the government. They're not going to march off to another war unless something happens that is so scary and terrifying that our brains will shut down, we'll salute the flag, and we'll march our children into the meat grinder and sing patriotic songs while doing it. And so it's worthwhile looking back at the run-up to Pearl Harbor, where documents that surfaced after it was all over literally revealed a discussion President Roosevelt had with his military commanders about suckering the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor, and even a discussion of how many ships Roosevelt was willing to sacrifice to get his war going. He was willing to sacrifice 7. They really only lost 3. All the others were put back into commission. Would they do that again off North Korea? Yeah, and they got a bunch of really good ships that would make excellent sacrificial lambs in a false flag. More when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. So remember back in March of 2011, tsunami, earthquake, meltdown at Fukushima, and they were saying, well, it wasn't that bad. There wasn't that much radiation. It was all hydrogen explosions, nothing to worry about. I remember this one time when they came on out with a radiation number that was just horrific and apparently consistent with a reactor meltdown. And then 24 hours later, they said, no, it's not that bad. An engineer made a mistake with his calculator. Nothing to see here. Move along. Well, the U.S. Participated in the relief efforts following that. And 16 U.S. ships used in the Fukushima relief, including the aircraft carrier, the Ronald Reagan, are still contaminated with radiation. And there's been this big stink here about how sailors who continued to work on those ships have started coming down with radiation-related illnesses. They're calling it low-level radiation, which means it doesn't kill you immediately, but it still, with sufficient exposure, can make you ill. So the U.S. Navy right now has 16 ships, including a carrier, that really are not usable for any length of time. You have to keep flipping the crews in and out of there, which involves training and all kinds of other problems. So already the U.S. Navy has a bunch of ships that they could sacrifice in a false flag and then blame North Korea or who knows for it, have them sunk on somebody else's coast and make our radioactive waste problem their radioactive waste problem. because whatever false flag is going to happen is going to have to be big. Airplanes into buildings, been there, done that, didn't even buy the t-shirt. It's passe now. Story coming. Actually, we're going to take a phone call. Tom in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Michael.
Howdy.
Man, you need to chill out. You are on fire today. Miss Claire, bring out that bottle of scotch, roll him a fat joint, and yeah. What I'm thinking, Mike, there's nothing me you can do. I mean, you're on fire. You can do this. But myself, I'm trying my best to make sense of everything and the situations going on. We're helpless.
I respectfully disagree with you. And again, I go back to Lyndon Johnson's autobiography, which says that when he looked out the Oval Office windows and saw a million Americans on that mall rejecting the war in Vietnam, that is the moment he realized they had lost it. And what we really need to do, if we don't want mushroom clouds all over our country, we need to get 5 million people to march on Washington, D.C. peacefully and just say, we know you're lying about these wars. We know this is all about making rich people even richer than they already are. And we are not going to pay for this.
Mike, we cannot go peacefully because we got the left-wingers that are with sticks and stones and they want to do everything. And who's actually in control of the Pentagon? It's not the president.
Yeah, a lot of people are very concerned about that our government has already fragmented. We know that the NSA has been rogue, the CIA has gone rogue, and now it looks like in some cases the Pentagon may be going rogue. We don't even know who really ordered that cruise missile attack. Trump is going to have to say that he did, or he's going to telegraph to the world that he's not really in charge of the country anymore. And it's a very awkward position for him to be in.
I can't believe that I voted for him. And, I was
hoping
that you would be able to retire and be Miss Claire's roadie and everything. But now, after what's going on now, there's no way. Man, there's no way.
I agree. I was really hoping that things were going to get better for us and that, where Claire and I are at retirement age. There's no way it's going
to
happen unless they give me Bill O'Reilly's job or something like that, and I do that for a few years. I'm hideously disappointed in Donald Trump. I still think it would have been just as bad, if not worse, under Hillary Clinton. But again, what this last election and the current events are teaching us is the occupant of the Oval Office isn't really all that powerful. The problem is the system as a whole is basically running the country. We are a dictatorship. We're not able to rule ourselves. United States that we're taught that we live in the public schools, doesn't really exist. We've been admiring and worshiping a ghost that died a long, long time ago. Tom, got to let you go and do another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently Trump and the Prime Minister of Italy have just finished their little press conference. And, of course, they're extending their condolences to the victims of this latest shooting in Paris. But apparently the substance of the talks is that Italy, as you know, is in a major, major financial crisis. Italy is simply saying they cannot afford to pay more to be in NATO. And one of Trump's campaign issues was addressing the fact that the United States taxpayer, that means you, bears a disproportionate burden of the cost of maintaining NATO. And that Trump said everybody ought to pay their fair share, which sounds pretty good, pretty fair to me. And now Italy is saying, no, we can't, we can't, we can't. So it looks like, I mean, we know that Donald Trump is not going to disband NATO. He's done an about-face on that already. So it looks like we're going to go back to status quo ante. And it raises a couple of issues here. Story coming out of WilliamEngdahl.com asking if Euroland is on the verge of disintegration. And he's talking about all the issues, the Brexit vote, Marine Le Pen's possible winning of the presidency, all these countries that are now refusing migrants, even while sanctioned by the EU, and basically saying the European Union experiment is coming apart at the seams. And it certainly is. As far as I can see, it's only a matter of time. The only thing that's going to weld Europe back together is a war with Russia. And maybe that's another reason why they're doing that. Paul Craig Roberts is out there basically talking about an invisible Trump presidency, because he's certainly out there marketing his presidency, hats and watches, and he travels around the world getting photo ops with all these world leaders. But it's Mike Pence who's over there in North Korea talking war. And even Dick Cheney didn't overshadow his boss to this degree. Pence is acting like he's already the commander-in-chief. And Paul Craig Roberts is saying maybe for all intents and purposes, he already is. And that certainly would explain the sudden reversal of the administration, because Mike Pence is very much on board with the establishment and the deep state. All right, let's grab some phone calls here. Billy in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
Love your show, man. Keep up the good work. You're a true patriot.
Thank you.
That's okay, man. You make my day. I watch you all the time. And anyway, of course, I listen to you and watch you and stuff. I kind of was trying to put the puzzle together on why Trump is doing the things he's doing. And I'll go over it real quick, and then, of course, I would love your opinion on and what you think about it. Exhibit A, Jesse Ventura went to another talk show. I don't know if it was Alex Jones or whatever, but he explained to Alex Jones that when he got the governorship, he was met by some board of directors right after he was elected. And, you know, after they congratulated him and he had chicken wings or whatever, they said, well, this is how it's going to be. We're running the show. And the pressure got so bad after a while with the threats. And he said that they had threatened his family. And so he eventually quit, or I don't know what happened, but that's the story I heard. And so that's Exhibit A. And Exhibit B is, I think they had the same talk with Trump, just like you said about the Zapruder film. And another reason why I think this happened also was back in JFK's administration during his first year, he was given papers about false flag attacks where they were going to nuke or bomb certain areas of the United States, false flag and blame it on Russia to start a war. Well, JFK, unknowing the consequences, of course, did the right thing and said, man, we don't do business like this. So I think the same thing is happening now. And the proof is the papers that General Wesley Clark brought to the public, at least not the papers, but to the attention of the public about the overtaking of the Middle East, starting with Iraq and then moving to Syria, blah, blah, blah. I think it was seven countries over there. Well, I think this plan is like they're pushing it forward real hard. And it's the original plan that General Wesley Clark was talking about. I think it's the same thing, and it's coming to life in front of everyone's eyes. And I think they've threatened Trump to make him do their bidding, where you just got done saying about the vice president is pretty much taking the reins. I mean, how much more proof do we need?
Well, we don't really need that much proof. And at this point, I mean, there's a whole bunch of possibilities. There are rumors that they got something that they could destroy Trump with when he was down on Epstein's Island. And by the way, we posted a flashback story where one of the girls who had been working with Epstein at his home in Palm Beach, where he was arrested, and that's why he moved off to the Caribbean so he could keep doing what he's doing. They confirmed cameras and microphones all over the place, and one of the young lovelies who'd been there said that, yeah, Epstein was planning on blackmailing everybody who came over to his place and had a little bit of fun. So that's another rumor. But you know something? At this point, it doesn't matter anymore. Okay, let us deal with the reality that Donald Trump is not delivering what he promised. Let us deal with the reality that we are finally beginning to understand the presidency doesn't really have that much power. The strings are being pulled from the shadows. Reminds me very much of that wonderful Jackson Brown song, Lives in the Balance. I think we posted a video set to it a week ago. And we are not getting the country that we we're taught we live in. We're not getting the country that we want to have when we sign that 1040 form. The reality is that we live under an oligarchical structure that sees us all as nothing more than walking wallets, to be labor, to harvest for wealth, to sell bad products to, and to breed new workers and new soldiers along the way. And that is it. We're viewed as livestock. They see themselves as the Morlocks, and we are the Eloi, to be fed upon.
Yeah, I really think the basis of all this is unfolding right before all of our eyes, is that mission that General Wesley Clark was talking about all the countries are going to overthrow,
yes,
starting with Iraq and then moving on to this country and then moving on to that country. I think it's really unfolding. I think it's
yes,
the
it
same
is.
Plan that they had with the Bush administration. It's just taking them this long to really, you know, move forward with it.
Well, they ran into a lot of trouble, a lot of resistance, and yes, there is no doubt they're still following that plan, because ultimately the real agenda in this war has not changed one bit, and that is to bring the rest of the world back under the hegemonic domination of the U.S. Federal Reserve note, by means fair and foul, and it's unfortunately mostly foul.
No, I totally support everything you're saying, man, and I really think the private central banks is really the Moloch of all of it, man. That is like the Luciferian whatever control and all of it, man. It's like just totally evil.
It's a scam that has been played on the human race for 300 years, and it is not a system of economics. It's not even a system of banking. It's a system of enslavement by instilling in the people a belief in a debt obligation to this imaginary made-up money, and then to use that belief in a debt obligation to control a nation and its people. I'll give you an example. The Second Bank of the United States, which was a private central bank, when Andrew Jackson succeeded in ending their charter, where they were not allowed to just create their own money anymore, the Second Bank of the United States tried to operate like a regular depositor bank, and they went bust after only 2 years because they didn't really know anything about real banking. It's a legalized counterfeiting operation. And so when we talk about banks, you know, depositor banks, your neighborhood bank and everything, that is a powerful tool for social organization of the surplus wealth in the community. But these private central banks are tools of enslavement.
I remember on one of your shows you mentioned something about greenbacks, and Abraham Lincoln got away from the Federal Reserve, and you know, without all the conspiracy theories and all, do you really think that that was one of the agendas why he was, maybe Booth was manipulated to think, well, we're killing him for the South and all, but the real agenda behind it was Lincoln was getting away from the Federal Reserve, too? I mean, I remember you mentioned that on one of your shows.
Okay, well, there wasn't a Federal Reserve in and of itself in Lincoln's day, but by creating his own greenbacks, he avoided having to borrow from the existing banks of the day to finance the Civil War. And the greenbacks worked really well, and Abraham Lincoln announced he was going to continue the process after the war, and that, of course, was a threat to the profits of the bankers. And that was probably, if not the primary motive, certainly one of the ones for his assassination. And it's all laid out in my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and that one article of mine has probably reached more people on planet Earth and had more of an influence than anything else I've done in the last 23 years. So if you have not already read it, please read it. You can go up to the top of the website. That little gray box underneath the banner are some permanent articles, and right there on the very top row, second from the left-hand side, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and it's all laid out in there. Not just Abraham Lincoln, but John F. Kennedy as well.
Yeah. Hey, one last thing. Is there any way that you could get that information about General Wesley Clark, that plan? That is there any way to get that? Maybe one of your other listeners can get a hold of that and post that, because I think that's huge. I mean, it's laying everything out that these people are doing.
Democracy Now! Actually interviewed him, and he just told the story. I mean, you can go out and do a web search on it, a DuckDuckGo search on it, and you can find it. It's not a big, deep, dark secret. Wesley Clark blew the whistle back in 2005 that the U.S. government had an agenda to conquer all the oil-producing nations of the Middle East and shackle them permanently to the U.S. dollar in order to keep the rest of the world's economies subservient to the U.S. Federal Reserve note. That's what this war is all about. This clash of civilization is really a war between banking systems, and they're going to kill millions of our children in this argument over whose brand of ink and paper we're supposed to be enslaved to for the next 100 years.
You know, sometimes if you don't, you know, keep it out there, sometimes the information is forgotten. And I, you know, after listening to you, I'm a constant follower of your show. And then I was thinking, man, this sounds an awful lot like that same agenda that the Bush administration had, and Wesley and General Clark blew the whistle on them. Well, here it is, you know?
Yeah, it is. No question about that. I'll hunt down that videotape and I'll post it to the website, okay?
Thank you, man. You're the best. Have a great one.
All right, same to you. We're going to switch over to Tom in Indiana. Tom, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Aloha.
Aloha, Nunu. Yes, I hear.
Anyway, on our local talk show, they threw out the question: who would you'd like to have replace O'Reilly? And I put your name out.
Oh, good,
and
because
I said, this guy,
I could use a pay increase.
I said this guy knows where all the bodies are buried, and he knows the news 2 days before anybody else does.
Well, the one problem with that, I mean, I would love to have the money. I'd love to build Claire a new recording studio. I'd love to be able to actually have something to retire on. But the reality is, those people in the corporate media are paid those vast sums of money. I mean, Bill O'Reilly's getting $25 million just to leave. And, I mean, that's how obscene the money is. But they're paid that money because they're very good liars, and they will tell the lies their bosses tell them to. And I won't do that, which is why I'm going to spend the rest of my life broke.
Well, it's still refreshing to listen to you every day. I appreciate it very much, and hope you come to Indiana sometime again.
Yeah, well, we were there just a short while ago to admire a new member of the family and everything, and Indiana's very nice. I liked it. I'm originally a farm kid, so if we can get together the money to get back to the mainland, it's probably going to be someplace, unless some company hires me and says, you will live in our city and you will use our studio. It'll probably be someplace between Indiana and New England, because that's kind of where our family's all scattered around.
Okay, well, aloha, man.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to take one more phone call here before the commercial break. David in Florida, aloha. What's on your mind?
Am I on?
You're on the air.
Okay. Hey, Mike, is there any way to tell if the quote-unquote popular uprisings that we see on the news are legitimate, and what are some of the things that we should look for?
Well, one of the things you need to look at is violence tends to work against whatever those who are being violent seem to espouse. And that is why I tend to view all of these violence incidents as false flags, as being staged. Because if you have a group of people who are really trying to bring about socio-political change in their society, the one thing they can't move forward without is the support of the general population. And if you go on out and you commit acts that turn the general population against you, your agenda is lost right at that point. Imagine if George Washington and Thomas Jefferson had run around the colonies shooting into schools and killing children. How far would the American Revolution have gotten? And the answer is not at all. And so I tend to look at what's going on with all this violence at Berkeley. It does appear to be staged, especially this last week, where you have these people out there beating up other people there, beating up the pro-Trump people and screaming about, where's his tax returns, where's his tax returns? It's like they ran out of anything else to complain about, because Trump has been co-opted by the deep state here. And so they're out there staging a violent riot over tax returns. That really is absurd on the face of it. Personally, I'm far more interested in Hillary's deleted emails than in Donald Trump's tax returns.
Well, I was thinking in terms of Venezuela and you know, all those South American countries. I can't tell who's the legitimate president, and if it's a George Soros type of operation where the crowd is trying to overthrow them. You know, I mean, it's just plain as day that there's some power in the world that's trying to overthrow individual country by individual country.
Yeah, the U.S. has been after Venezuela since the time of Hugo Chavez. They even orchestrated a coup d'etat that succeeded in pulling him out of office, but he was back after about a week. And the United States has been waging economic war on Venezuela because Venezuela dares to spend the Venezuelans' money on the Venezuelan people, and that sets a bad example. We can't have taxpayers insisting the government spend the taxes on the people, and we got to do something about that. And Venezuela also had a bad habit of selling their oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. They were selling oil, still are selling oil to China for the yuan, and that is something that the United States wants to bring an end to. Again, getting back to that Wesley Clark revelation, is that the U.S. wants all cross-border trade and banking to be denominated in U.S. dollars, off of which the U.S. financial centers will make a huge profit. All right, got to let you go here, David. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
When all this twists, was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Let's get on back to the war stuff here. Kind of an interesting article here over at Sputnik News. Moab, the grotesque game of good bombs versus bad bombs. And basically, it's a very subtle, constant aspect of the corporate media propaganda that our bombs are somehow good and blessed by the imaginary playmate in the sky and stand for Mom Apple Pie and the flag, and the other people's bombs are all evil, 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 evil. And we see how the United States screams about chemical weapons use in Syria at the same time they're using chemical weapons in other countries. It's a double standard. It's okay when the U.S. government does it. It's bad when they do it. And if you're a loyal, patriotic American, you will not notice the obvious double standard. Now, apparently, at the location where that Moab hit, U.S. troops, and yes, we have U.S. troops in Afghanistan, they're fighting ISIS fighters at the site. So it's looking to me like maybe that Moab didn't actually hit a major military target. Maybe those tunnels were empty and not being used anymore. Because remember, they were left over from Charlie Wilson's war. But apparently there's still plenty of ISIS fighters in the area despite the Moab. Now, here's an article. This is coming out of Stephen J. Lindman. Is Trump heading for war on Iran? Yes, the indications are out there. They're trying to link Iran now to everything that's going on. Yemen is firing Iranian missiles into Saudi Arabia. Iranian experts helped Yemen hack a Patriot missile and shoot down the Saudi helicopter. Iran is helping Iraq. Iran is doing this. Iran is doing that. And so, yeah. And we know, again, on that list that Wesley Clark leaked out, and I did just post that video to whatreallyhappened.com, Iran was the last name on that list. Another story coming out of antiwar.com. The State Department is trying to torpedo the P5+1 nuclear deal, even though everybody who's looked at it, including Donald Trump, is saying Iran is complying with all of their promises in the P5+1 nuclear deal. The United States is not. And we had Rex Tillerson out there trying to justify the U.S. reneging on another agreement by saying, well, Iran is a state sponsor of terror. Oh, where's your proof? Well, we can't reveal the proof. It's classified. It would reveal sources and methods. You just take our word for it. Rex, did you know the word gullible is not in the dictionary? And it is out there. Now, Iranian Defense Minister Brigadier General Hossein Degan responded to that comment about how Yemen was using Iranian missiles to fire into Saudi Arabia. And he came on out and said, you need to look at all these terrorists who are currently using American-made weapons. Because that's who's sending in the machinery of death to the Middle East, not Iran. We'll be right back after station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus MagFull clips and magazines.
I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.